Big winners at last night's Emmy Awards included Ted Lasso, Succession, and The White Lotus. Here's NPR TV critic Eric Deggans.
If last night's Emmy Awards felt a little familiar, it might be because 10 of the winners announced during the ceremony had won the same category in previous years, including Best Drama Series winner Succession, which also won that honor in 2020, and Best Comedy Series winner Ted Lasso, which earned that Emmy last year. But some unexpected victories brought the show's biggest moments, as when Abbott Elementary co-star Cheryl Lee Ralph, an actress with more than 40 years' experience, won a long-overdue trophy as Best Supporting Actress in a Comedy. She began her acceptance speech singing lines from Diane Reeves' song, Endangered Species.
I am a woman, and I know.
Then she delivered a powerful message about belief.
To anyone who has ever, ever had a dream and thought your dream couldn't come true, I am here to tell you that this is what believing looks like.
Another magic moment came courtesy of music star Lizzo, whose Prime Video show Lizzo's Watch Out for the Big Girls won Best Competition Series, snapping a 4-year winning streak by RuPaul's Drag Race.
When I was a little girl, all I wanted to see was me in the media. Someone fat like me, black like me, beautiful like me.
But as surprising and electrifying as these moments were, there weren't a lot of them in the 3-hour show. One reason, producers kept acceptance speeches on a rigid time clock, even playing music over White Lotus star Jennifer Coolidge's emotional thank yous after her long-awaited win as Best Supporting Actress in a limited or anthology series.
Team, wait, hold on. No, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and I'm full. Wait.
After that, most winners got the message, speeding through their acceptance speeches. But that also cut down on the possibility for dramatic moments, making the show feel rushed and predictable. Still, the Emmys made history last night, handing 2 Emmys to Netflix's drama hit from South Korea, Squid Game. Star Lee Jung-jae became the first actor from a non-English-speaking show to win Best Actor in a Drama. Director Hwang Dong-hyuk, who also won for Best Directing in a Drama Series, told Emmy voters he didn't make history alone.
Because it was you who opened up the doors for Squid Game, invited us here tonight at the Emmys. So I believe, I have to say, we made all history together.
There was also controversy. Abbott Elementary creator Quinta Brunson became just the second black woman to win an Emmy for Best Comedy Writing, but she had to step over presenter Jimmy Kimmel, who was pretending to be passed out on stage.
Jimmy, wake up, I won! Jimmy?
Which some people criticized online as upstaging her moment. Overall, last night's Emmy Awards were an uneven affair. Host Kenan Thompson was affable and friendly enough, but sometimes award shows are more compelling when they're a little less controlled and a little more mischievous. And trying to present an on-time Emmy Awards with a minimum of on-stage drama, unlike another big-name award ceremony this year, the show's producers may also have robbed it of much of its entertainment value. I'm Eric Deggans.